I looked down at the rundown. I said, man, I must be living right. I must be. It says Julie Gundlach's going to be here, the director of the Independent Women Forum Center for Progress and Innovation. She's very progressive, this next one. I think she's one of the best progressives I've ever met. Julie Gundlach here. Julie, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. It says you're progressive right here on my sheet. I said,
well,
yeah, that's her.
Since talking to you, I've tried to get better. I've learned.
I understand that. So you've got your Trump hat then. I understand.
That's right. That's right. Certainly after Cleveland House member Marsha Fudge gets up on the House floor and calls Trump supporters either racist or steeped in religious beliefs or just plain dumb.
Yeah,
my love of Trump grows every day.
Martha Fudge calling other people dumb. Consider that for a moment.
That's rich, isn't it?
Yeah, Martha Fudge checking the mental acuity of those around her. okay, I'm good for a second. Anyhow, Julie, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. I want to play a game with you. Actually, I want to play your game with you. Two truths and a lie. About BPA.
Yes.
All right. So BPA, first of all, what is it?
Well, BPA is a chemical it stands for bisphenol A. It's been around for decades.
All right. So.
If you're a mom, you'll recognize it because the fear of BPA usually targets mom. You see a lot of moms. You see a lot of BPA-free products that are for children, BPA products that are that plastics and cookware and
sure so, yeah. And baby products. So here's the game: two truths and a lie. It's an icebreaker at parties, right? And you're kind of a party girl, so you know what that is, right? You the big partier, Julie Gundlach, right? Anyhow, all right. So I'm going to give you three here, and they're your three, but I'm going to do it for the audience. Number one, BPA was banned in baby products, and what you have to figure out is one of these things is a lie. BPA was banned in baby products because the FDA found that it is harmful to children. That's number one. Number two, BPA makes products better. And number three, every major health agency has declared BPA to be safe. Now, which one of those is a lie?
Do you want me to say?
Yes.
The first one, BPA products were banned in baby products because it's dangerous. That is not true. It is true, however, that it was banned in baby products, but the reason isn't because of its safety record. The reason was because states, localities, even the federal government was considering banning BPA in certain products. And what we had was disparate, meaning just tons of different regulations based on BPA, based on misinformation. So legislatures would hear that BPA is dangerous and they'd say, oh, we have to ban it. So you had a bunch of different restrictions, and the industry, basically the baby industry, baby products manufacturing industry, actually asked FDA to ban it so that it was just out of the products and they didn't have to deal with all these different regulations. It was really just sort of killing them. They were having trouble keeping up, and what they were having to do was they'd have to manufacture one product one way for Illinois, whereas they'd have to manufacture it differently for Connecticut, and that's
But wait a second. You said that it's been found to be safe and that it has been declared safe from every major health agency. So why would you have to do all this formulation and all this messing around?
We see this now with activists. Activist organizations, environmental organizations are very corrosive. They decide that something is dangerous, and they say you need to ban it. And then so what happens is you have independent scientists, you have government-funded scientists, you have industry-funded scientists, so all different kinds of scientists study this particular product, that is bisphenol A, and they all find, I mean, there have been over 2,000 studies of this thing. I think there's been even more than that now, and major studies, $3 million studies that take 5 years to do, and they all find that BPA is safe, and yet these environmentalists, they cannot stand progress, they cannot stand chemicals, and so they will find the one study. Now, you have to understand, in a body of work, in a body of evidence, there's sure to be a study that maybe wasn't done right, maybe the methodology was wrong, or maybe it can't be repeated. And so they'll glob onto that one study that said there was harm. I'll give you my favorite study showing BPA harm, that showed harm associated with BPA.
Okay.
It showed that contact with BPA created tumors and all sorts of bad behaviors in these monkeys. But what they did is they actually removed the skull caps of the monkeys and then took a syringe and injected the BPA straight into the monkey's brain.
Yikes!
Well, sure enough, the monkey started acting weird. Okay,
yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Now, if that's how you're using BPA, you know, I want to tell you really quickly, the reason manufacturers use BPA, it makes plastics harder, okay? It makes plastics almost as hard as something like glass, but it doesn't shatter when it falls. And
right.
So for medical supplies, for things like baby bottles.
Well, I see all sorts of things. DVDs, car dashboards, lenses
right.
in my glasses, prosthetic limbs, just in case I need one, bicycle helmet, safety goggles. Hey, that's not funny. I might. Sports equipment, furniture, roofing. The list goes on and on and on. So the activists glam on to something. They don't let it go, even though the studies will say, no, wait a second, you're wrong about this. And the science doesn't back it up. Doesn't matter. And yet they call you a denier.
Well, you have these activists that will gin up fear. And eventually, I talk about this, the cycle of alarmism. If the activists gin up enough fear, you know, they wave around these fake studies, they get everybody upset, you will have the regulatory state at some point step in if the public is upset enough.
Sure.
And that's why when it comes to BPA, they focused in on children's products, on baby products. It got moms very worried. When I started having kids in 2007, it was sort of the height of the BPA scare. So now you can't even find items. There are no longer any items with BPA in them. Now, listen, the funny thing is guess what manufacturers have done? They switched out BPA with a new chemical called BPS. And guess what? BPS leaches into liquids much more than BPA.
And there you have it. Unintended consequences.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmers market. And many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge Cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.